Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Taos Bay Art Gallery to talk about upcoming events, Kate Kelsey. Kate, how are you?
I am just fine. Thank you, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on with us, and I know we got a lot to talk about, so we're going to jump right into it. This Saturday, you're having your big annual open house, Spring Into Art, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Give us the details. What's going to be happening Saturday?
Okay. Spring Into Art is a gathering of artists that have donated time to do many workshops that consists of creating watercolor note cards that they can then have printed so that they have their own personal art on their note cards. Fiber art, which is from a new artist that we have. She's been at the gallery about a year and a half now, and she does art with material. And so that's going to be exciting, and she's going to show them how to do that in just a small way. Making magnets for the refrigerator or for file cabinets or for a gift in a card. Alcohol ink tiles with alcohol ink so that they can prop them up or use them as coasters. We have photography tips that you can get for taking the perfect picture with your cell phone or camera or both.
Mm-hmm.
Beaded bracelets. They're going to be able to make a bracelet for themselves or a gift.
Sure.
And acrylic canvas bookmarks that, you know, personal made gifts are just really impressive. They're held very dearly by the recipient. So we thought this would be a chance for them to get involved in the different mediums and delve into them and find out what they might enjoy doing and be able to then give them to someone or keep them from themselves.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, there's a small charge for those, right?
$5.
That's it, yeah.
$5 a workshop, and the workshops last about, sometimes 30, sometimes 40 minutes, depending. For instance, I'm teaching acrylic, and they'll be able to create a picture that they can take a photo of and make note cards with, and that'll take about 35, 40 minutes.
Terrific. So that's happening Saturday. That's at the gallery there on Newman Street, right?
Yes, 11 to 4.
Oh. And then coming up the next weekend, you guys are busy. You got the big art stroll next Friday.
We are. We have the art stroll, which has become quite an event on Newman Street. The first, second, and some of the third block is involved. There's 17 businesses and artists in those businesses displaying their creative abilities through their art. You can pick up passports. Whoever's interested in taking this stroll, you can pick up passports at the gallery. And when you get those passports signed by the artist, then you qualify to be put in for a drawing for two pieces of original art, one by Betty Fosselt and one by Bear Medicine Walker, which is a local artist here in the area.
Huh?
So it's great fun.
Yeah.
You wind up at the gallery, look around, go in and look at the different businesses. It's spring, as everybody's got their, you know, their fine wear
sure.
up front and ready to buy, and so it's a good time had by all.
That's right. So that is Friday the 14th. Then there's a couple other things you wanted to mention, too.
Yes, June 15th,
Saturday.
The following day. We're making a weekend of it.
Woo.
June 15th is the Solstice Gathering,
right.
which is being held at the Taos Park, and it's going to have several vendors, and again, we're going to be able to do art classes out in the air under the pavilion there. I'm one of the artists, along with Betty Center and Sherry MacArthur,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be teaching a little bit of art. I think they're two-hour classes.
So, another big day there, and then mark your calendar. You've got a couple other events coming up in the future, too.
Absolutely. Mark your calendars. July 15th through the 19th, and again, August 12th through the 16th, we are doing our Kids Art Camp, which is to benefit kids in the area. It's a week-long camp. They're going to be doing several different projects during the course of the weeks. One of the things we're going to be doing is called Coast to Coast, and it's art that you can see or things that you might see if you traveled from coast to coast. That's something that is important. It's $50 for the week per child, and all supplies are included. So that's the Kids Art Camp, and then we have, of course, the 3rd and 4th of August, we have the Taos Bay Waterfront Fine Arts
sure.
Festival. So save the date for them. It's all for that. It's always the first weekend in August.
Very good. We went through a lot. They probably can find all this information at your website, right?
Absolutely. We are also on Facebook at Taos Bay Art Gallery, or we have a website at taosbayartistgallery.com.
Very good. Kate Kelsey from the Taos Bay Art Gallery. Kate, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you so much for having me.